There's nothing more real than all these clouds and how they keep changing. All that restless energy, with no source or solution. The relentless transformations, the almost perpetual motion, like the ordinary happenstance parade of our works and days. This time, let's make it an average August afternoon in 1982, and look, there we are, driving south down Salem Avenue in your silver 74 Monte Carlo. The one with the bald tires, the dangerous brakes, the barely automatic transmission, and the killer stereo system, and right now, we're listening to Chuck Berry, singing and dancing along in those gold-upholstered bucket seats. And even though the man from St. Louis is one of the 8 or 9 most important human beings of the 20th century, he still feels like our brother. Because despite his genius, his brilliance, he too is baffled to the bone. Maybelline, the three of us cry from the Amen corner of the blues. Maybelline, why can't you be true? And there's the smell of approaching rain, an exhausted fossil fuel in the air, and a pair of winos in the quick stop parking lot arguing about who found it first. Flattened out but still smokable Camel filter. And if you multiply the number of stars in the Milky Way by 5, that's how many human dreams and desires there are. And a few of them wake you up and set you free, but most of them just break your fucking heart, which isn't, I understand, the latest news. And neither is the abandoned steel foundry over on Springfield Street, the boarded up stores, the slum landlord housing, the final surviving tool and die shop, that long row of empty red brick warehouses, the smashed and shattered windows, like the bullet-riddled body of the socialist candidate for president of El Salvador or Guatemala or somewhere equally south of the border. They murdered him, that gang of ultramontane fascist thugs, because he kept talking about justice, because he took Jesus seriously, because we trained them and paid them to do it like we always have. And neither of us wants to think too much or talk too long about that kind of misery and crime. So I light up a joint and pass it on, and we make our aimless way down the North Dixie Strip, sailing past the titty bars and the Sip and Nip and Eisenhower's Cafe. And you toss me a can of Stroh's at the red light at Leo and Kiwi, and you laugh and say, look at it this way, Jim. We might be getting older, but at least, goddammit, we're not getting any wiser. And the next thing I remember in this poem is you, on your first try, somehow squeezing that epic of a Chevy into that last tight spot across from that yellow house on Green Street. Some party you heard about last night at another party, and after we kill off the last of the 12-pack and smoke what's turned into the smallest roach in the history of Western civilization, we head inside, where we both hope to find a woman so good it won't matter how bad she one day becomes. The best thing about beauty is that it doesn't last. The best thing about you and me is that we're never right or righteous for very long.